something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Hallelujah. You know, when you talk about perfection, that those who don't want to hear it, and they say, oh. Did you know that those who generally accuse others of being perfectionists, you ever hear them? Those who accuse others of being perfectionists always use that word negatively. Is that right? They always use it negatively because they think to be a perfectionist is unacceptable. Why should you think of being perfect when nobody can be perfect? You're asking for too much, they think. You can't be perfect. And yet, when you study the Word of God, in no place does he even suggest to us the impossibility of perfection. He doesn't even suggest it. And he doesn't give us a chance to not be perfect. Everything about God calls for perfection from us. Not when we get to heaven. Not at the rapture of the church. In our life. The reason most people are not perfect is because they don't even know what perfection is. And hear this and get it into your spirit. It's very important. You see, as I told you about success, success is measured at different stages of your life. Perfection is also measured at different stages of your life. Success is measured according to purpose, okay, and goals. Perfection is measured according to light, according to instruction, according to information. That's how perfection is measured. He measures your perfection according to what you know. So become perfect by reason of what you know. Hey, look at this. Have you ever seen these guys that do some of these stunts? You've seen them. All right? Imagine a guy that's walking on a pole as narrow as this one, and it's probably some 12 meters from the ground, and he's walking on it. He has to be perfect. If he falls out of that thing, probably certain death, or he might get himself injured for the rest of his life. He believes in perfection. Imagine that you are in a plane, like many of you, you know, when you're traveling, and you get into your BA, or you're traveling to some other country. And while you're inside, and they announce fasten your seat belts, and then you hear the sound from the microphone. The guy says, I'm Captain John Smith. As you know, nothing is perfect in this world. Our airplane is no different. No one should expect any perfect landing. It is our hope that we arrive at our place of destination. God willing? What would you think? You'd wish you heard him before they shut the door. If you had heard him before, you'd have been out. But now the door is shut. And you start tonguing. Kaya baraba, irakagala. You pray in tongues. Why? Because they believed in success before they brought that plane there. Why is it that only church people don't believe in success? We come into church and we say, well, no man is perfect. You don't have to be perfect. We just keep striving for it. We hope that one day we'll become perfect. Why do we do it in church? Believe in perfection. And don't be intimidated by it. You will not be judged by another person's standard. You will be judged by your standard. So don't be afraid. Okay? Your perfection will be judged according to the information given to you. The information you have received, the training you have received. Not the one you didn't get. So believe in perfection. Talk perfection. Think perfection. That's the way to do it. And guess what? You become perfect.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Iwo, Salinsile Event Place, opposite BKA Oluwolayemo Filling Station, Oshogbo, Iwo, Ibadan Road, Iwo. Worship with us on Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Sundays, 8 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-802-781-6309. Or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.